We look at an article written by a journalist who decided to use the stabbings at Bondi Junction to have a go at Australian shooters.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Welcome to the Go News Australia podcast. It's the podcast for Australian shooters. You just want the political interference taken out of shooting.
Welcome to Gun News Australia. Susie O'Brien is a journalist for the Herald Sun, which is in the News Corporation stable of publications. Like most of the commentators from the Herald Sun, she's on the conservative side of politics. And I have to say, I agree with quite a lot of the comments and views that are expressed in that paper. But she's wrong when it comes to guns. In fact, she's been wrong before and she's been wrong again. Because after the stabbings of six people at the Bondi Junction shopping centre, Susie wrote an opinion piece called an op-ed in the Herald Sun. And the title of it is, "The Last Thing We Need After Sydney Attack is More Guns." And the very first two words that came out of the article were "gun nuts." So that's pretty clear that this journalist falls into the same trap, I think, as many others do, that they just are so focused on the idea that all guns are bad and all shooters are bad and we're a minority and so forth. So we drafted a letter, actually an email to her to try to set her straight on a few things. And the email got a bit longer and there's a lot of good content in it. But as we looked at it, we thought, this is not going to be read by her. So what we have decided to do instead is publish it as an open letter to Susie O'Brien. And this episode is dedicated to actually going through that letter because she has made statements in her column that need to be called out. Like plenty of other journalists, she has misbehaved, and I think we just cannot let that go. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to read a couple of excerpts from her article to give you an idea of what she said. The very first sentence reads, "Gun nuts from the US are using the Bondi mass stabbings to argue Australians need more weapons, including concealed guns." So she started off by referencing the United States, but later she broadens it to, she includes some Australian references, so she's clearly trying to cast a wider net than that. What she said was, "The last thing Australians need are more guns carried by security staff in shopping centres or schools or anywhere else." She says, "Guns don't save lives, guns take lives." And then she just keeps repeating the same thing over using different words, where she says, "More guns equals more deaths." This is obviously the same sort of stuff we've heard time and time and time again, including from the anti-gun lobby. She also then talks about, it's interesting words, she says, "Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made this point on the weekend, noting that if Couchy had an automatic gun," quote, "there would have been, we would be speaking about hundreds of deaths." "I don't know what an automatic gun is." We think we know, obviously, what you're trying to mean, but those words obviously conjure up ideas that guns can actually operate themselves, which is obviously wrong. So the whole article is dedicated towards making the point that people who support guns are gun nuts, that the National Firearms Agreement, because she does talk about this a bit later, has saved lives and we shouldn't be watered down, etc. So, didn't want to leave that alone. So we have drafted this letter, which is on our website and which I'm going to read through now just to try to make following it a bit easier. So the letter reads, "Hello, Susie. Sir Jackie Stewart, Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Philip, Susie Quattro and Barry Gibb have one thing in common. As do Dame Nellie Melba, Dame Kiriti Koala, Robert Pattinson, Tom Selleck, Sir Henry Bolte, Malcolm Fraser, and current Federal MPs Ian Goodenough and Andrew Hastie, and myself. We are, or were, all shooters, not gun nuts, as you recently characterised us. Obviously, I'm mentioning this in the context of your recent article on the Bondi Junction tragedy, where gun nuts were the first two words appearing in your article. I appreciate your comments were directed at a commentator in the US. However, you made several other statements that, in my view, were intended to cast the wider net. Statements such as, guns don't save lives, guns takes lives, your reference to John Howard, and to our National Firearms Agreement make that clear. In fact, the NFA raises serious concerns about the lack of uniformity in our gun laws that should concern you, but that's another issue.
This episode of Gun News Australia is brought to you by Politics Reloaded. Make sure you follow our podcast or simply join our email list at politicsreloaded.com.
So please don't get me wrong. I'm on board with your broader political views that you and other commentators for the Herald Sun hold. I'm not attacking you, but your politics on guns is wrong. So is your narrative. So yes, some in the US have argued what you said in your op-ed being opinion piece. So it just so happens that what they say is true. But my real aim isn't to prove their views, but to disprove yours. No, there is no such thing as a gun nut, and no, guns are not a problem. There are around 1.2 million firearm licenses in Australia held by around 8 to 900,000 individuals, as some hold licenses for different categories of firearms. This includes opposition leader in the NT, who has no less than 4 licenses. Other license holders include doctors, surgeons, teachers, accountants, lawyers, pilots, and other people in the community you would normally hold in regard with respect. We also support the disabled, and you'll find shooting breaks down barriers other sports do not. What we do is good for the community and the economy. Guns are like cars in that there's a very wide range of them, with most being good quality, others being high-end. Some are of artistic value and others are of historical significance. You simply cannot apply generic labels to them. To call anyone who backs this a gun nut is wrong. It's insulting, and when it comes to making the attacks personal in this way, quite unnecessary. In fact, shooters are the ones who are best placed to help journalists and government understand and fix any issues arising from any misuse. I'm not suggesting that our views should always be accepted, but you cannot deny we are best placed to provide that helpful information. The problem is there are those in government and the media who don't want to listen to this, and it is this behaviour that needs to be called out. That's when they use terms such as automatic gun, such as appeared in your article. Contrast what we have to offer with that of anti-gun groups. Those who run Gun Control Australia in the Australian Gun Safety Alliance simply have no qualifications or experience that can help with any discussion on firearms. You will not even find the most basic of qualifications or licenses among them. If I was to hold myself out as being an aviation safety expert, the first question that should be asked is, who am I? If I'm not a pilot or an aviation engineer, but someone who simply has a view on a topic, then my views should be taken lightly. The same applies to the issue of gun control. Yes, there have been atrocious occasions involving firearms. However, this happens with pretty much every other facet of life. It is our contributions to safety with firearms, not the errant views of witch doctors, that helps keep the sport, the shooting sports and the broader community safe. The safety rules that hunting and shooting organisations apply are second to none. In fact, you will find shooting is safer than flying on commercial airlines. The statistics will bear that out, as will our insurance premiums. But these are positive aspects that only the ill-informed won't acknowledge. As a driver, I have a license to help keep our roads safe. That does not qualify me as a car nut, as holding a firearms license does not make me a gun nut. Nor could you say that of the other 8 to 900,000 Australians who are entitled to be treated with respect. Ah, and you can add Federal MP Dan Rappaccioli to that list. He's in the process of seeking pre-selection for the Paris Olympics while still in office. Or is he a gun nut too? Susie, we need to have a national conversation about firearms, but it's not the one you might envisage. It needs to be about reporting correct information and providing the shooting community with the recognition and respect that have caused this stereotyping to flourish. The conversation needs to reset the narrative around who shooters are and what they do, and show an understanding of why they get so frustrated at the use of intentionally divisive labels. Only then can we get a proper understanding of the issues that are of concern to so many Australians. However, that approach might not suit the witch doctors. Regards. Well, that's the end of the letter, which we've now published, and it remains to be seen what, if any, response we get from it. But if we can at least convince journalists to drop the stereotyping and consider shooters in a much different light, that'll be a win. So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And coming soon, we'll be talking about the National Gun Conference, which is the first cross-border conference of its type in Australia. We'll see you later.
Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and that you're on our email list. And don't forget to check the episode notes, because that's where you'll find out how you can support us. Plus, let us know if you want something promoted on the podcast. Maybe you've got a shoot coming up that you want to promote. Just let us know. We'll see you at our next episode of Gun News Australia, brought to you by Politics Reload.